says will make her brother jealous. What is it? This is the moment it happened.
It's happening! It's happening!
Oh, I want to photograph this and send it to all my friends and family.
Oh, she's already an Oscar winner, but what has she now got that is going to make her brother... I don't know if her brother is in Norfolk still, he might be. And if he is and he's listening this morning, I'm sorry if we are compounding the sibling rivalry for you here, but that's what your sister said. Get in touch with us on that. Send us your best pictures from the weekend as well. We've got some lovely weekend WhatsApps coming in. Always fun seeing what you've been up to over the weekend. When we come together on a Monday morning, I'll give you the numbers in just a moment. And would you or somebody that you know... We'll like a message when we get round to today's the day in this part of the show. If so, give us a call, 0800 389 7321. We want to get your text messages in as well on 81333. Start with the word Norfolk. And on WhatsApp, it's 08000 321 333. Start your message with the word Norfolk. Chris Gorham and the team here with you through until 10 o'clock this morning. Let's bring you a bit more on our top story now. We've been talking about this since 6 o'clock this morning and have had some interesting calls and comments from you already. The BBC has discovered big inconsistencies in the way smart meters transmit data to our energy companies. A Panorama programme, which you can see on the TV tonight, reveals where you live in the country will affect how accurate your communication with your energy company is. It's because they depend on a stable mobile phone signal, which we know is often lacking in some parts of Norfolk. The report also raises questions about why it is that only two-thirds of homes have them, why millions of them don't work as they should, and why there are so many problems which could be leaving customers out of pocket. Nikhil Sharma is based at the University of East Anglia and is researching smart energy technologies and joins us now. Nikhil, good morning. Thanks very much for joining us.
Good morning, Chris. Hi.
So does any of this, from Panorama, any of this, these discoveries come as a surprise to you, that smart meters don't seem to be working consistently across the country?
Unfortunately not. This is definitely not a surprise for those of us who have been researching this area. And I think just to give a little bit of a background, smart meters, they have been a topic of discussion in academia, but also on the BBC, on other news channels, and also have been a topic of conversation among organizations like Citizens Advice, who are watching out for consumers. And since they started rolling them out in 2011, they've unfortunately been lots and lots of problems, even though technically they're very, very simple internet-enabled device. So as you rightly said, it's really mind-boggling to think why there are so many problems.
Now, from the energy company's point of view, when they get in touch with you, and I don't have a smart meter, but I've had my energy provider get in touch a number of times saying that they'd like to fit one, they always talk about it as something that could possibly save me money. And I suppose we should look at the motivation for energy companies wanting to put these in. Is it better for the customer to have one of these or not?
Well, theoretically, yes, it is good to have a smart meter, provided they're functioning properly. So essentially, just for the listeners, so if you don't have a smart meter, if you get one, you're going to have a smart meter, which is the simple device, as I was saying earlier, it's internet-enabled, and you will probably not be interacting much with a smart meter. What you will be interacting with is a display monitor, which is probably going to be placed on your kitchen table. It's going to show you how much electricity you're consuming, how much gas you're consuming if you have a gas connection. And it is going to show you what the energy prices are. It's going to show you how much you've consumed over the month. And technically, it should sort of guide your behavior in the direction that you actually end up using less energy if you feel like, hey, I'm actually exceeding my budget. So technically, they should be helping consumers quite a lot. But there have been lots of inquiries. There was one inquiry of the House of Commons last year, and that showed that actually a lot of these benefits are not being passed on to consumers. And I think you rightly asked, what is the motivation for suppliers to get smart meters to consumers? And from my research and from what I have been looking into, it seems like the main motivation is just, there's a very, very strong push from the government, from the Department for Energy Security and Net Zero Business, as they're called. So they're really pushing the suppliers to really get this done, to really get smart meters into people's homes. And so they're really, really actually bothered about making sure everybody has a smart meter, not so much whether these smart meters are working or not. So I think that's where the problem is.
Yeah, and this Panorama investigation is fascinating because it's looking at the way the smart meter gets the data back to the energy companies, and it's broadly speaking, right, it's different in the north of England and Scotland to what it is in the south and the Midlands. And we've checked where their line is, where north versus south is for them, and Norfolk is indeed in the south as far as they're concerned. But of course, there are bits, right, of Norfolk that don't have particularly good internet connections, certainly don't have particularly good mobile phone signals. So surely that must cause a problem in some parts of Norfolk in terms of getting this data back to the provider.
Right. That's a great question, actually. So I have to get a little bit into the technical details here. So there are actually essentially two types of smart meters. And so if you have a smart meter and if you're worried that it's not working properly, you can definitely check out a tool from Citizens Advice. It's called Smart Meter Checker. You just need to enter your postcode, you need your energy bill, you need to enter your bill number, and you will know whether it's working or not, right? But there are two kinds of smart meters. One of them, so if you probably had a very early installation somewhere between 2013 and 2015, it's very likely that your smart meter relies on mobile network data, and that's when it's going to be a problem for people living in remote areas in Norfolk. If you don't have good coverage, then it's likely that your smart meter is not sending the right energy readings to your supplier. However, if you have a new smart meter, at least on paper, these new smart meters do not rely on mobile network. They rely on the network that's created specifically for smart meters by the DCC, the data communications company. So if you have one of these, if you have one of these new meters, then it shouldn't really be so much of a problem and you should be okay. But it's better to check just to be on the safe side.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? I suppose we're in a situation here where technology is developing all the time, and I wonder whether the infrastructure and the energy companies are actually able to keep up with it.
Yeah, I mean, that's really a million-dollar question. I think a lot of my research has also looked at how a lot of the benefits, right? So there are lots of benefits of having a smart meter, and I think you brought this up earlier as well. So, you know, apart from just consumers having a better understanding of how much energy they're consuming and thereby, you know, saving energy, saving costs, they can also participate in what is called as demand flexibility. So you can actually be paid by your supplier to not use energy during certain times of the day when the grid is, when the electricity grid is really, really stressed out, right? And again, this this committee that I was talking to you about, this parliamentary committee, found that a lot of these benefits are unevenly distributed as well. So you spoke about the north-south divide, but across the country, what they found was households that have older male residents that are on higher incomes, they also have, you know, access to technologies like solar panels or EVs. They're the ones who tend to actually be able to access these benefits better as well. So it's also very unfair that, you know, we sort of push this technology with so much fervor, and we want to roll out smart meters, we want everybody to have a smart meter, but then we don't really make sure that it actually gets done properly on the ground. And that really is where the smart meter rollouts are going wrong. And, you know, there's lots and lots of efforts being put into this. There's incredible work being done by Citizens Advice, by WICH, by the Center for Sustainable Energy. So if you feel that there's something wrong with your smart meter, do look at these online resources.
Nikhil, thanks very much for joining us. Nikhil Sharma, a research student at the University of East Anglia, talking about tonight's Panorama programme and smart meters and their issues. Tim, we've already had some